As part of its 30th season of entertainment, University of Arkansas Fort Smith will be presenting a season's greetings concert on Monday, December 6th, featuring traditional holiday music by UA Fort Smith vocal and instrumental music students. However, this is no ordinary concert. Stacy Jones, Associate Vice Chancellor for Campus and Community Events at UA Fort Smith, tells us why.
What's different about it is last year we were using the Aeron system that the colleges and universities in Arkansas are using. We had a group join us live in high definition from Bunkyo University in Tokyo performed for our audience as well. This year we're going to bring those kids back. They'll be performing, but what we're going to do differently this year is our students and our vocal jazz ensemble will be singing with them. And this is quite a technical feat when you consider about we have some students on stage that will be playing the music, and there'll be no dead time in terms of lapse time going back and forth between here and here in Japan. It's all in high definition. So it's, for us, that technology is kind of an exciting thing to do.
The University of Arkansas Fort Smith has articulation agreements with Bunkyo University in Tokyo, Japan. As a result, the universities have been able to provide exchange opportunities to their students. The live participation of Japanese students is also a consequence of this partnership.
Of course, the culture is changing here as well as it is on a lot of campuses, but the interaction of our students with the students from Japan will be exciting. We'll have about, with all the elements of our music department performing, about 60 different students will be performing at that concert. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Students were excited about it last year and are just as excited about it this year as well, especially this year, to be singing back with them.
Stacy says about 1,500 people attended the concert last year and hopes the number will increase this year. The concert will be broadcast in real time in high definition without any time lapse. Of course, such an event requires immense coordination, so Stacy lists a number of things that will be on a checklist. One of them would be doing a line test this week to make sure things are running smoothly between Fort Smith and Tokyo.
On Sunday night before the concert, we'll be doing another live check, this time with the sound. You know, we'll be playing on stage, making sure they can hear us, and testing the sound back and forth. Now, I'm oversimplifying the process. This is going to involve several technicians, several hours worth of work to set all this up. But once that second sound check is done, we should be in good shape.
With a 15-hour time difference between Fort Smith and Tokyo, students here will start the concert at about 7:20 p.m., while students in Tokyo will be singing at 10:20 a.m. local time. So have the students from both countries rehearsed together?
No, their sound check on Sunday night will be their one and only rehearsal. They'll both be rehearsing independently. Our students that are singing on that particular number will be rehearsing here, and then the students in Japan are rehearsing separately.
Following the concert, the audience will assemble outside for lighting of the campus for the holiday season. There will also be sleigh rides for audience members through the campus.
Oh, well, it's really interesting. We call it a sleigh ride, but we're using golf carts. We decorate our golf carts up and take people on that night through rides through the lights on campus. It's a lot of fun. There's free hot chocolate. There'll be another program out on the campus of Green that night. So
the UA Fort Smith Season's Greetings Concert will take place on December 6th at 7 p.m. at the Stubblefield Center and will be followed by official lighting of the campus. Admission to the event is free. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.